I have a really good example of what happened when a high-quality reading program was not implemented with Fidelity and what happened when Fidelity was improved. This occurred when I first began to work with a principal by the name of Ray King at Hartsfield Elementary School, which had about 70% poor children, and they were really struggling in teaching kids to read. Ray was a new principal, and so he came to me for some advice. I said, well, the first thing you have to do is to adopt a common core reading program that implements high-quality research-based instruction, and then you need to work with your teachers to see that it's implemented well across all the kindergarten, first, and second grade classrooms. The reason I said that is because a good reading program has to be integrated hierarchically. That is, what you do in kindergarten feeds into what you do in first grade, what you do in second grade, and so forth. So Ray selected probably the best currently available early reading program at that time, and then he had lots of conferences with his teachers to encourage them to implement it. He invested quite a bit of money in training and support for them, but there were quite a few teachers on his staff who didn't want to teach explicitly. They were still of the opinion that kids kind of learn to read on their own as you engage them and make things interesting and exciting, and they particularly didn't want to teach phonics explicitly. So they basically disregarded those parts of the program, and other teachers really didn't understand how to teach comprehension strategies, and so they didn't do that. They had what you call a real spotty implementation of the program, but nevertheless, their scores improved somewhat over what they had been the previous year. We did an analysis of their outcomes at the end of first grade, and we found that this program was implemented weekly. That is, it wasn't a high-fidelity implementation. They had about 32% of their kids who remained poor readers at the end of first grade. Then we looked at that data, and he said there's lots of room for improvement. Some of the teachers transferred to another school. He got in some new teachers. Other teachers committed to do more of the program than they had done previously. Then the second year, they had a much better implementation. And at the end of that year, they had 20% of their kids who were still poor readers. So they dropped the number of kids who were still struggling in reading by about 12%, simply as a result of implementing this program with greater fidelity. I was always struck by that big jump from the first year of implementation to the second year of implementation being primarily the result of higher fidelity of implementation of the program.